Well, ready or not, this is it. Combat. Red alert. I peeked over the top of the log. He was heading straight toward us.
Good Lord, Hank! Look how big he is! And his eyes! And his wings are smoking!
One!
Hank, my leg!
Two!
He's killing me!
Three! Attack, Drover! Charge! Banzai! I leaped over the dead tree and threw myself into the monster bird's path. It was him or me. I bared my fangs and set up a ferocious bark. Probably the ferociousest bark I ever made. The roar was deafening. I mean, it shook the ground. Never heard anything quite so loud or frightful in all my career. No ordinary dog could have stood his ground against that thing. He kept coming, so I leaped into the air and snapped at him. Another foot or two and I might have put a fang lock on him. But when he saw my teeth coming at him, he made the only sensible decision and quit the country. I mean, he pointed himself north and evacuated, and he never looked back. The smoke and roar faded into the distance. And don't you ever try that again! Next time you won't get off so easy. I turned to Drover. He was lying flat on the ground with his paws over his ears. His eyes were shut tight. He wouldn't get no medals for bravery, but at least he hadn't run. Okay, Drover, you can come out now.
Are we dead?
Nope. Against near impossible odds, we just whipped a silver monster bird. Drover cracked his eyes, looked around in a full circle, and sat up.
How bad was it?
How bad? Almost beyond description, Drover. When he had me in his claws...
He had you in his claws? No fooling?
You didn't see it? Yep. He had these enormous claws with big hooks on the end, and he reached down and grabbed me.
What did you do?
What did I do? Well, I called on an old trick that my granddaddy once told me about. I tore off his whole leg and left him with a bloody stump.
You did?
Certainly did. Why do you think he flew away in such a hurry? I mean, that bird was scared when he left out of here, and I have my doubts that we'll ever see him again. Drover looked around.
Where's the leg?
Oh, it's around here somewhere. We'll run into it one of these days. Can't miss it. Heck, it was almost as big as this tree.
You want me to look for it?
Not now. I don't know about you, Drover, but I'm ready to shower out and shut her down for a few hours. I think we've earned ourselves some sleep. And with that, we headed for our favorite spot on the ranch, the place just west of the house where the septic tank overflows and forms a beautiful pool of green water.